Where Is My Mind by the Pixies from Fight Club.
It's not from Fight Club.
It's from Fight Club.
it was in Fight Club.
Yes, it's from Surfer Rosa from 88. Yes, yeah. I was close.
Hi.
Yes, hi. Hi, welcome to Against the Grain. We do this every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, very specifically, because what is it? 1 p.m.
It's GST? It's 1 p.m. 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
You should be in bed.
Yeah, you should be.
But
that's okay. Yeah, here we are. Anyway.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Keegan.
Yeah, I'm Jenna.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, this was a very well-coordinated introduction.
Yeah, we didn't have that one down.
No, we didn't. It's not like we've done this before or anything. It's fine. So anyway, today's theme is best movie soundtracks / songs and movies, just movies in general.
And that one was from one of the best movies of all time.
Fight Club, end scene. Definitely great movie.
Well, it's just like, the great thing about the movie is that it just, like, it makes you think so much. You're like, wait, what just happened?
Oh, yeah. The not so much now that you know, but the first time you see the movie, for sure, you're just like, wow. You have to sit back for a second. Floor.
I need to take a minute just to process it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My best friend, she read the book, too, and so she, of course, resists the movie, but I think it's still great. It's a great movie. And also, I just saw today that the Pixies are actually releasing a new album this year. So that's about all the information I know, but they're teasing that.
Good?
Yeah. So that's exciting.
Hey, I don't know if you put this in later, but John Mayer just announced his North American tour.
I did.
And I am so excited.
Oh, are you?
Oh, my God. I'm just stoked.
I'm less excited, but that's okay.
Oh, he's an amazing musician. I'm just so excited. It had nothing to do with anything, but I had to get it out there. I'm just so pumped.
You're smitten. Along with everyone else, with John Mayer. Anyway, we have, besides Keegan's love for John Mayer, we have, a number of movie songs today, and it was actually a way harder task than I thought it would be, because I was thinking, there's so many great movies, so many great songs, but that's the issue, I think, there are just so many, but we're going to start off with some Tom Petty and some Bruce Springsteen. Because it's a strong start for anything, really, I think.
I mean, yeah. Where are they from? What songs and which movies are they from?
So, the Tom Petty song, I'm going to play American Girl, which is from The Silence of the Lambs. It's been in some other movies, but that, I think, was amazing. Did you see Silence of the Lambs?
What? Yeah, but which version?
What do you mean, which version?
There's like five versions.
Of Silence of the... No, the first one. The first one. Of course, the first one. Yeah. Yeah, and so, it was right before her kidnapping, and she's driving in the car, jamming to American Girl, and that's when, she gets out of the car to help him put the chair in his car, and, she gets kidnapped and the whole deal. But, so it's this great, upbeat song that was just sort of ruined, by that scene in the movie, because every time you think of the kidnapping, the Buffalo Bill... The first one for sure, best movie.
The rest of them are Streets of Philadelphia
garbage. Yes. So the Springsteen song Streets of Philadelphia from Philadelphia. Don't know if you've seen that movie, but if you haven't, watch it. You will cry. But it's really good with Tom Hanks, Denzel Washington. And it's just, and so this is the main theme for the movie. And Neil Young actually does a really good song at the end too. When you're amidst your tears, you're like, oh, this is a good song. Really good movie from 1993.
Cool.
Surrounding a man's story through struggle with AIDS. Really, really good movie. So this song has a really good feel to it. So these are our first two, yeah. So have American Girl and Streets of Philadelphia. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. We're restarting the computer. Apparently, it doesn't want to play American Girl.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It's happened to me before, so...
It's okay. We're working on it. We're working on it.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Yeah, this is great. We could, we could talk about next discussion point if you want.
While we're does it this. Still go even when you restart it? Oh, chill. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh. So this is, scheduled programming, obviously.
Okay, so we have to, the classic movie songs that we have to talk about.
Yeah.
First of all, Old Time Rock and Roll.
Yes.
I wouldn't say it's in everything, but it's just such a classic song that any movie that has anything to do with rock and roll, it's always there. Honorable mention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then,
Unchained
of course.
Melody.
Yeah, Unchained Melody, Ghost.
I don't know that one.
You don't know Unchained Melody?
No.
Are you crazy?
I might know it. I'd probably just have to hear it.
You definitely would, I would say.
Okay.
I think you would know it once you heard it. From Ghost, it's like, that really slow lovey-dovey song.
Maybe. I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay, but Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger. Yeah.
From Rocky,
for sure.
Right? That was
from Rocky. Which I wasn't going to play for obvious reasons. But yeah, that's how it goes.
Actually, hold on. Since we've ran into these issues, can we just scrap those two and just play Eye of the Tiger instead?
We are not playing Eye of the Tiger.
Why not?
It's so bad. We can't play Eye of the Tiger, and we can't play any Bee Gees. Those are like my two rules. My two rules. Yeah, I thought about In Your Eyes from Say Anything. Because that's a
danger.
And Top Gun has like a million songs to its name too, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Take My Breath Away and what's the one they serenade in the bar?
Yep.
That one.
Twist and Shout.
Yep. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller.
Classic.
Stand By Me is in everything.
Oh yeah. Mrs. Robinson from The Graduate, which is a great really, the whole Graduate soundtrack. I'm not the biggest Simon and Garfunkel fan, but
yeah.
Great use in that movie.
It's okay. Pretty Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah. Great song.
Just in
great movie.
Pretty Woman. The next one kind of struck me here. This was good. All of School of Rock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just all of it. I didn't even, I thought about putting one in, and I couldn't pick one, I really wanted to play, The Edge of 17, because every time I think of School of Rock, I think of that scene with Joan Cusack just jamming.
That's very good.
So good. Yeah.
Stuck in the Middle with You.
Oh, yeah. Such a good song. That was such a good scene. I was telling my roommates about it earlier today because they hadn't seen it. It was like, you have to go watch that movie. It will change how you hear that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, this is somewhat of a joke, but Holiday Road. The vacation theme song. Yeah. But I didn't know, so I'm looking it up for this show, and it was written and sung by Lindsey Buckingham. And I was like, oh. And it makes sense now, but
yeah. And then the last one here is Ride of the Valkyries.
Yeah.
From Apocalypse Now.
Oh, yeah.
That's
such a jam.
Such a jam.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, in the meantime, CCR, we're going to, you know what? Just because for time-related reasons, I think we might run out, so we got to jump ahead.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
So we're going to try the next one, the classic.
Yes.
The classic from John Fogerty and Band.
Oh, yes.
I'm so excited. Everybody knows this scene. If you don't know the scene, you don't know cinema, and you just don't know music.
Oh, yeah.
But this one's from a famous 1994 movie at about, third of the way in?
I think so, yeah.
Give or take.
I would say.
Some helicopters and, I'm not going to say the name of it, though. And then the one after that is from Armageddon. And I'm not saying the name of that one either, because if you don't know the song based off of me just saying the name of the movie,
you've
never watched that movie.
No, you need to go watch them now. Really, CCR in general means Vietnam. Like, it doesn't even matter what song you play.
Yeah.
It's a, oh yeah, and I there's so much overlap with all those soundtracks, but I still think this is the best one. But all right, CCR and
ready?
Aerosmith.
Ready for the drum beat? Ready for the drum beat?
Get ready for the drum beat.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Drug by new band Simple Creatures, which I'm sure Keegan knows more about than I do.
Yeah, so Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 and Alex Gasgarth from All Time Low made a new project, and it's called Simple Creatures. It's pretty poppy. I mean, like, it's nice that it's coming out in this project, because I'm hoping that the new Blink-182 project sounds nothing like this. It's not like a bash, but like the last album they had, like, started kind of going in this direction, and so I'm hoping this project is an outlet for Mark to get the kind of poppier stuff out of the way and maybe go back to some more, like, you know, decent music with Blink. Because I love them to the core, but I'm hoping that this isn't the direction that they're going in, that they're going in a more, you know, punky direction like they used to go. So we'll see. But it's a great tune. I think it sounds really good.
It is. It's good.
For what it is. And I think the two of them work well together. So, you know.
Yeah. I had no idea this was happening until just pretty recently. Like, I saw something about it on Instagram, I think. I don't know. When I was
Well, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did.
And I was like, oh my god!
Well, when I saw it, I was like, oh, Keegan's gonna be on this, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a solid, solid song.
Mm-hmm. We got some music news.
Yeah. So, The Who announced an upcoming show at Wembley for July 6th with Eddie Vedder.
Which those dicks.
I thought was a little... I know. I read it earlier today and I was like, just missed it.
That's okay. But
I mean, is that not a weird combination? I thought it was when I read it, it was like, Eddie Vedder.
I mean, like, if it was like The Who and Pearl Jam, like, then I'd be even more upset that Pearl Jam's not headlining it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just don't.
I don't know.
I don't,
like,
get it.
We've had this conversation. I think we had this conversation last week too. I'm like, it just gets to a point where, like, geez, like, how are you still playing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, they only have, like, what, two of the original members of the band?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry. I'm ranting now, but it'll be a good show. It's just weird. Yes.
It is. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't see the transition there, but it's fine. Whatever. I'm sure it'll still be cool. And then, other tours announced, as we discussed, John Mayer and Dave Matthews Band, which I'm not really going to get right on or anything, but...
Listen, they played a great show last year. I saw them and they did a great job.
Oh, did you?
I really
Where'd you see
it.
Them?
Yeah. Ottawa Blues Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did great.
Both John Mayer and Dave Matthews Band are coming to Toronto in July. So there you go. Yeah. Maybe you'll catch them when you're back.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe just John Mayer, though.
Yeah. That's probably what I would choose, too.
Oh! The new Weezer album. So, this... Oh, my God. This came out of nowhere, too.
I know.
Nobody was expecting this. And, like, the covers on here are beautiful. They're covering... So, started with their Africa cover. And then, like, now they're doing No Scrubs, which sounds amazing.
I have such a different take on this, but yeah, sure, go.
Oh, I think this is the greatest thing ever. they're doing Paranoid, which sounds like if Green Day did Paranoid, but it's good. I like it. Take on Me was funny. I laughed at that one. Sweet Dreams. It's just like, it's a whole cover album, and I think it's beautiful.
It's just, it's everything. Like, I saw it, and I listened to the whole thing, and I was like, just all the songs that were on there, I was like, no, no, you did not cover that.
Like, it's just all memes.
It like, is. It's literally one big joke. It's one joke. Like, and featuring some really good songs that I was like, why are you touching this?
but it's just so beautiful.
Oh, I wasn't into it, but it's okay. I won't bash them. I'm Weezer all the way before they sold out, but...
Oh, I don't care what anybody says. They still make good music, and they still have fun.
It's not good music when you're just covering other people's good music.
Yes, it is.
I don't They're think great. So.
They're great. Anybody who dishes... Anybody who... yeah, whatever. You know what I meant.
I think you're wrong, but it's okay.
Whatever, fine.
Okay. But, yeah, definitely weird. Anyway.
These next two I picked because they hold special places in my heart.
Do they?
Special places. So the first one is I'm Just a Kid by Simple Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're probably like, ugh, but Cheaper by the Dozen. I watched that movie so many times.
It has so much of your music in it. Like, when I saw that had that movie, I thought for sure you were going to do the... Because isn't there a Sum 41 song in...
Yeah,
in the, that's Too Deep. Yeah.
It also has Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran.
Oh, yeah.
But no, like, it's... My favorite scene is actually the opening scene with a 10,000-something, like, These Are the Days.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song, and I love that, like, I watched the movie so many times, but I'm Just a Kid was a great scene when they kicked the kid's ass in the schoolyard and everything, like, oh my, it's so good. So that one was great, and then the other one, Blink-182 is actually in this movie, and I don't think a lot of people remember that they were in this movie.
No, I don't.
For a scene. But in American Pie, when they're, like, live streaming, like, them in the bedroom, and then they go to all the people reacting or whatever, Blink's one of them, and then Mutt starts playing by Blink-182. So that's another song that we're going to play, and it's those two are just, like, the classics for me in my mind.
Classics. Your classic movies, Cheaper by the Dozen and American Pie, which are totally related to one another.
I mean, they're pretty close.
Yeah. All right, so Simple Plan and Blink-182. Surprise, surprise there, but...
I woke up, it was 7. I waited till 11 just to figure out that no one would call. I think I've got a lot of friends, but...
Wow, that wasn't nice.
No, that wasn't
You gotta turn my volume down again. On my... headset.
Yeah.
Anyways. But Blink-182 with Mutt from 1999, Enema of the State, as well as Simple Plan with I'm Just a Kid, from their 2002 album, No Helmet, No Pants, Just Balls or something like that. I forget what it is. Yeah, it's pretty good.
That sounds right. Oh, yeah, No Pads. No, I don't know, whatever.
No Pads, No Helmet, Just Balls. Yep, there we go.
We got it.
Okay. I know.
Next we have a list that I briefly put together. Some overused songs in movies. There are more, but this is just sort of what I came up with offhand. Yeah. First of all, Born to Be Wild.
Born to Be Wild.
Seriously overdone. Next, Gimme Shelter.
I won't sing that one, don't worry.
Why you won't sing Gimme Shelter? Like, it's the yelling in the background. It's a jam. Well, and it's a super good song. It's just the Stones have so many other good songs. Like, just, I don't know, mix it up, pick some new ones. Other than that, What a Wonderful World.
Yeah, that's probably easily top. That's probably the first.
It has to be. It's in every movie ever.
I can't believe you forgot. Yeah.
What did I forget?
No.
Add it. Oh my god, I know what you're typing. Yeah. Anyway, next, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. It's like anytime anyone has a feat that they, you know, they're gonna need some motivation, gonna go do something. That's what's playing. Staying Alive. As we all know. you're the singer today, aren't you?
I'm just doing the sound effects, yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Although I was a big fan of Staying Alive in Madagascar.
Yeah.
Those movies are great.
They're fantastic, yeah. Yes.
Walking Down, Staying Alive. Immigrant Song. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm done.
I don't think you are.
Immigrant Song?
Yeah, the Immigrant Song. Oh, yeah, so many. Although, I'm pretty sure that was in one of the Shrek movies, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was acceptable. I was a fan of that.
It was also in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. I didn't actually know that. My roommate showed me that today. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. And then I pieced it together that I suppose lyrically it makes sense because they mention Thor and whatever else in that song. So I get it, but it was still weird. And then, next, Sweet Home Alabama. Yes, which is just the token Southern song. But I put in here, there's an exception to this one as well, in Con Air. Hilarious. Hilarious. Like, best way, only way I was okay with this song being played. You know, define irony.
Yep.
People on a plane singing to a song made famous by a band who died in a plane crash.
Yep.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Oh, won't you fly high, free bird.
Oh, yeah. Free bird, yeah.
Maybe it's not overplayed, but, like, just that scene from Forrest Gump, man, is just, like, classic.
I think, I don't know. It might not be overplayed in movies, but I think in general, maybe. Yeah. I have a friend back home who asks me to play Free Bird every week on the show, and I tell him no.
At one of our shows, okay, so we were playing the show back in October, and we joked, they were like, okay, we're going to play one more song, like, what do you guys want us to play? And, like, the natural thing is that you yell out Free Bird, right?
So we
were playing, I think we were playing after them, or before them, I can't remember, and we were like, okay, play Free Bird. And the Mad Lads actually did it.
Oh my god.
They actually played it, and they did it well.
Wow.
It was beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
And then Sound of Silence.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like on that note, probably Mad World. Like that same vibe.
Mad World, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's so many of them. You could go on so forever.
Yeah. Okay. We're running out of time though, so quickly touch on the next two.
Yes. We had to have this one. Simple Minds. Don't You Forget About Me, from The Breakfast Club, which, as much as this is, you know, definitely one of the most thought of songs when you think of, you know, top movie songs, it's a jam, it's a good song, and a great, great movie, awesome movie, and one that you can continuously watch throughout your life, like at different stages, year to year, you watch it differently, and then Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. Picked this one from Goodfellas. It's been in a few movies, but I thought it was great, the scene in Goodfellas where Robert De Niro's sitting at the bar looking possibly the most cool anyone's ever looked with his cigarette, you know, planning out the next, I don't know how many of his kills. Yeah, great. Just a great vibe. That movie in general has a really great soundtrack, but anyway, yeah, sorry, we're rambling.
That's okay. I know it sounds like I'm rushing you, but it's only because we're out of time, not because I'm mad at you.
Sure, not because I dissed your terrible Weezer album or anything. Yeah.
We just need to play Elton John. So
we do. We do. You're right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So Simple Minds and then Cream. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Just play it. Just play it.
Slight change of plans. We're
running. We have to kill Sunshine of Your Love.
We're running out of time, so we have to play the important one. Not that Cream isn't important, but it's okay. It's not the same vibe. You know.
Yeah.
But okay. So yeah, anyways. We have go for it.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in today.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good. It was.
I especially appreciate it because I had to stay up till 2 a.m. to do it. So.
Well, yeah. Whose fault was that?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we'll probably pre-record next time. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, this went minus the technical difficulties. But yeah, thanks for tuning in.
It's good.
Hope everyone's surviving the cold. Keegan doesn't even know, but I may or may not get home. It's like none of the sidewalks are plowed. It's crazy, but yeah.
Yeah.
Snow in.
Too bad. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Tiny Dancer.
Yep. Last song, Tiny Dancer, Elton John.
Bye-bye.
From maybe my favorite movie of all time, Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
Such a great scene. Yes.
If you get a chance, look up the Dave Grohl version of this on YouTube. It's my favorite cover that he's ever done.
What? That's such a weird cover. No way.
It is hilarious.
Okay. For sure. Yeah. We'll have to do that.
Definitely.
All right. Classic, Tiny Dancer. Hey. See you next week.
Yeah, next Monday.
Yep.